And finally, NPR has been presenting the stories of some of the Americans who've died in Iraq. Today, we remember 21-year-old Jason Ford. He arrived for duty in Iraq less than 1 month ago. Last Saturday, he became one of the first casualties of the newly arrived 1st Battalion 18th Infantry Regiment. From member station WYPR in Baltimore, Aaron Hinken reports.
In the TV room of their home in suburban Temple Hills, Maryland, Jason Ford's family stands together in front of the mantel, passing around silver bowling trophies and remembering a life suddenly lost.
He was an excellent bowler, and I recall one summer he carried a 214 average.
Joseph Ford remembers that his son Jason could turn someone's bad day around just by walking into the room.
You know, if it was bad, it wasn't bad when he came around. If anything, you'd be laughing and talking about, boy, leave me alone. He brought light to a room.
Jason's older stepsister, Talia Taylor Hamrick, remembers him as a soldier, brimming with pride.
When he wore that uniform, he was very proud. Even the neighbors around here, they were like, oh, that young man was so proud. So I think that he would do it again.
Joseph Ford got a telephone call from his son just hours before the incident that would take his life. It was Saturday night, Jason's second night on patrol in Tikrit, and the first official day since his regiment took over security duties in the city.
And he was letting me know that he was doing well. And he also enlightened me on his purpose. His purpose was to enforce the curfew.
The next phone call was from military officials saying that his son had, quote, sustained injuries while on patrol and succumbed to those injuries. The family has not been given any other firsthand information about the incident, and they've had to learn about the details of Jason's death from watching the news on TV.
I think that he had an idea of what he was doing, but I think he had no knowledge of what he was getting into. He paid the price, and I'm very proud of him. And I want everyone to know that I'm going to miss him deeply.
To Irene Ford, Jason's stepmother, all other thoughts come second to the pain of losing a child. Jason came into her life when he was 8 years old, and she can't imagine a future without him.
I'm going to miss him. Lord have mercy, I'm going to miss him. I'm going to be looking for him to call or something. Oh, it's going to be hard because this is just the beginning of the end. If I thought that losing him could change something, then it wouldn't be in vain. But somebody else is going to lose their child tomorrow, next week, the next day, and it's going to go on and on and on. How many we got to lose?
The Ford family is waiting for Jason's body to be flown home from Germany. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Hankin.